This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. So far, the fire season this year has not been as severe as 2015. Last year, it seemed the 90-degree days would never end, and it was very dry. The heat hasn't been as persistent this year, but it's pretty hot in the Puget Sound region going into the weekend, and we're still under an excessive heat warning until tomorrow night. I talked to Washington State climatologist Nick Bond about this heat wave and what to expect.
Well, it's getting into the low 90s in the Puget Sound region. Along the coast, even more remarkably, it's into the 90s in spots. And so it's definitely a hot day.
And I know a lot of people found it difficult to sleep last night. What was happening last night in particular?
In a lot of spots around the Sound, it was a remarkably warm night. The temperature at SeaTac, for example, only got down to 69, which is tied for the second warmest night ever. Our record is 71. And so it was partly because the winds kind of kept up a little bit there. Bellingham was another warm spot. Some other spots were a little cooler, but it was a warm night.
And what do these higher than normal overnight temperatures tell you?
Well, it just shows how warm an air mass we are in now. And it also is a sign of just some of the quirks in the weather around here. In the places where it maybe keeps a little breezier, it'll stay warmer. In the places where it'll kind of calm down, maybe get cooler. Some places got down to the low 60s, for example.
And that would be more typical.
More typical. High 50s is more typical, but just in a heat wave, to be that warm at night is unusual.
What's causing this particular heat wave?
Well, we have a very warm air mass overhead, and the sea level pressure pattern is, and the winds and so forth, it's bringing air down from southern British Columbia from the east and northeast that is descending and warms as it descends. And so it is making it that much warmer around here.
So we can blame Canada.
Well, in this case, yeah.
All right. Excellent. So when are we going to get a break from all this hot Canadian air?
Yeah, we'll have to wait till later in the weekend. Saturday is going to be another hot day. It might be a couple of degrees cooler than today, but it's going to be hot into the 90s. On Sunday, a little bit more marine influence and somewhere the high 70s to the low 80s or so. But for what it's worth, it looks like it's going to heat up again in the middle of next week. Maybe not as hot as this one, but last part of August looks on the hot side.
I was counting the number of 90-degree days we've had so far this year. It's definitely fewer than last summer. Where do we stand right now?
Counting today, it'll be the fourth day. And I'm pretty sure that tomorrow, at least at SeaTac Airport, will be into the 90s again. Last year, it was 12 days of that sort, which set a record. And so 5 is a little bit on the high side, but obviously this summer hasn't been as brutal as last summer.
It does seem a little cooler this year than it did last summer. Can you compare the two summers?
Well, this one has been more of a kind of a bookend summer. A lot of people might recall that in spring in April and May, we had some uncharacteristically warm daytime temperatures. And then after the first week of June, we had a real pleasant stretch from most of June through July. And now the heat is hitting us with a vengeance.
It's been a year since 3 firefighters died in the Twisp River wildfire. Today, in fact, is the anniversary. One factor for wildfire risk is precipitation. What's the outlook for rain in late summer for us and early fall around here?
Yeah, unfortunately, it looks like summer's going to kind of linger on. And it definitely looks like the next month or so is going to be on the warm side and probably on the dry side. So that means that the wildfire season, which so far has been very benign, it could linger into September and beyond. And of course, the cool weather we had in the early part of summer really helped in that regard, in that the landscape didn't dry out as much as it did the year before. Moreover, we haven't had any real kind of big clusters of thunderstorms to ignite the fires. And just the weather pattern we've been in has kind of suppressed that. We've been fortunate.
So a few more weeks then of dry summer kind of temperatures ahead for us, and then potentially some rains by October, say?
Yeah. And the crystal ball gets really murky when, of course, you're looking out in the distant future, and especially in terms of precipitation. If we do get a La Nina conditions develop in the tropical Pacific, our falls tend to be a little on the wet side, but just the timing of the onset of the fall rains, that's a tough one, and you really can't say. But even if we get, La Nina has its effects and produces even just a normal temperature winter, it'll seem cold because we haven't had one of those for a while.
Nick Bond is the Washington State climatologist. In spite of the cooler summer in the Puget Sound region, the situation is far different around the world. July was the hottest month ever recorded, according to NOAA, and every month this year has set a heat record. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.